This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of the Grey Hill Morning Show brought to you by Brookline Bank.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50? Like 50 years old?
Yeah, 50.
50.
You're 44, that's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Gee, wonder who wrote that question that Gronk asked, Ken Laird. Who do you think that question was written by? An interested fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? 50. Tom Brady is going to play six more years in the NFL? Is that possible?
Yep, I believe it.
What does Jose Andres think?
By the way.
Wrong one.
You looked up the complete wrong Jose Andres. Well, what is wrong with you?
I looked up one's a singer and one's a chef.
The Jose Andres that Price was talking about is a chef. Oh. I've actually seen him interviewed on 60 Minutes. Pretty good guy. Pretty good guy. But anyway, yes, right. What?
What did Alex Guerrero say on the show? That Brady could play to 47 years old. So I could easily see him playing a 50. And the game has protected him. The game is going to continue to protect the quarterbacks. He could easily do that the way he takes care of himself. And you don't think he could be at 47, 48. He could be a top 10 quarterback in the league, especially when he's playing for an organization that he runs. So he's always going to have talent around him.
No, the cap jail's going to come. Wait till Ken tells you about it. wrong.
Time eventually is going to catch up with him.
Versus time, some would say.
It has to catch up with him, don't you think?
I don't know. I think he is just like a different being. And I think he's doing things to his body that are so different than any other athlete has done before. I think he's kind of figured out this secret sauce that's working.
The secret sauce?
Yeah.
I mean, Greg, it's unfathomable. He's aging in reverse.
Yeah.
He looks better today than he did when he was 25. How does that happen?
Because it happens with a lot of people. A lot of people.
A lot of men.
It's called plastic surgery,
that's
Curtis.
True.
No, but a lot of men do kind of
take
age
care of
well.
Right.
Thank
but
you.
They do.
I'm right here,
yes,
by the way.
I just think that with Tom, he has figured out this way to preserve his body.
Father Time is undefeated.
And I think what Wiggy was saying yesterday plays perfectly into this. You said nobody can hit the quarterback anymore, so right. Tom doesn't have to worry about that aspect of the game.
What does his age, when you think about his age, what does it stop him from doing?
Remembering which down it is. And
okay. Well, every now and then he has a brain fart and he might forget what down it is.
In a couple of years he can pre-board.
Other than that, on the field, what does his age stop him from doing?
He's going to lose some of the crispness when it comes to throwing the football. Why? Everybody else has.
But he's not built with like this Dan Marino throw through a wall arm. So a little bit comes off of his fastball.
And nobody beats Father Time.
And when I say a little bit, it would be so minor you can't tell. You don't think somebody that, let's say, has kept themselves in good shape could go out there and throw a football, a quarterback that might be 50 years old.
But you're telling me Giselle is going to be okay with him playing another 6 years in the NFL? Ooh. I thought wasn't the narrative that she was all pissed and wanted him done? And
Tom
and
versus that, time. That was her whole thing.
Well, it was, what happened to that whole thing?
What? Okay.
Hello!
I'd play till 50.
What can't they do because he plays football?
I don't know, my question is,
if you're saying Giselle doesn't...
I don't know. She was upset that he wasn't able to spend the time with the kids.
Okay, so right? Now he does
so
that.
So now going forward... He's a guy who doesn't need, so he's going to be a 47, 48, 49-year-old quarterback. He's not going to participate in OTAs.
Yep.
He's not, so that's, and that's going to be fine with the organization. They don't care.
He runs the organization. So
he runs the organization. Right. So he just does whatever he wants.
So his kids will get older. He could still go to all the events, do see all their games, do everything. What? That's my point. When you look at it, if she's happy in the situation that she's in now, what does he do that's not going to allow him to be there with his family?
I think that even though you can say that quarterbacks aren't targeted as much anymore, mm-hmm. I also think as a wife, probably, she is worried about his health, his safety.
Absolutely.
You know, he could take it one hit and it's done.
Yeah, but
does Giselle
agree
with
that?
But it could happen. So I'm sure that's in her mind.
But that's in anything, though. At 25, you know, Patrick Mahomes can get hit.
100, that's why she wanted him to leave, I think.
I don't think so. I don't think it's about the injury fact of her worrying about the concussion element.
But the first thing she said to him, Wiggy, that we heard mic'd up on the field after the Super Bowl was, "What else do you have to prove?" That was her first statement to Tom, unless they were talking on the phone, which I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So she runs on the field, he hugs his kids, great moment,
right.
And she says, "What else do you have to prove?"
And I understand that part of it, but for him, this is what he is. That would be like him saying to her, "I need you to stop modeling." This is a passion that he has.
She did.
No, but if he said that to her...
How do you know he didn't?
I mean, I don't think Tom's that type of guy, right?
Two more Super Bowls. That could be shorter than
I think
it
could be. I think he can have as many Super Bowls as he likes.
You can have as many as you like. You know what that means.
You have a 50-year-old guy getting hit by a 23-year-old guy?
Yeah, but he don't get hit like that.
Okay, but he can. Yeah.
But that's anybody, though, Greg.
Yeah, but not if he's 50 and Pat Mahomes 50. Is in his 20s.
So
we're just talking about how I can't bend over and tie my shoes. I'm 54.
Yeah, because that's because you...
I need that special sauce.
You don't work out. Jeez. Brady takes care of himself.
I own a Peloton.
A Peloton that you put your clothes on.
My Peloton actually has special sauce on it.
But I think with Brady, he's figured out the special sauce to take care of his body, so mechanically he's okay.
Why is
there
marinara?
But his bones are
this?
Still getting older. Like he can't.
What is he? 90 years old? His bones.
What about the special sauce that he uses on his hair? Can we figure out what that special sauce is?
Dr. Leonard.
Yeah, I would love to see him.
Barbecue sauce.
What about osteoporosis?
He's not 90. You think his bones are just going to be brittle?
But Tom, they're worse than when he was 20.
Tom wants to play until he can beat Steven Belichick. So he has both Belichicks. Right.
But the only thing I believe that limits us is time.
He wants to play with Jack. He wants to play against Jack in a game.
He's holding up a roster spot.
Like, you're stating the obvious of injury. We're not talking. We're saying.
But, Wiggy, the injury and the ability to recover goes down as you age. The reason why Peyton and Drew ended their careers when they had those injuries is because they no longer could rehab the way they used to.
No. They had major, at least Peyton Manning had a major injury. He had a major neck surgery that affected his ability to grip the football and throw the football.
But as you know, most players, when they get to that part of their career with Montana, others, your injuries are more difficult to overcome as you age. That's just like scientific
fact. But you also got to remember, that was a different time. The way modern medicine is nowadays, you can take care of yourself as long as you're doing it, and you're going to need some luck from God that you don't get hit in a certain way.
Well, they're going to have to start moving the team dinner to 4 p.m. if you have a senior citizen quarterback, I mean, Tom Brady says he can play until 50 during the Gronk and Tom show or whatever that is called. We'll see what Charlie Weiss says about that. He will join us next on the Harbor One Hotline. Here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And good news for you, Greg. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back at the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday. Order the famous Colossal or Hot Buttered Lobster Roll. You get the free three-course meal upgrade this weekend only. The 99, always the real deal.
I do love lobster. I'm a warm butter lobster roll guy, not a mayo celery lobster
Agreed,
roll.
Agreed, 100%.
You agree with that, Courtney?
Yes.
Keep it brief. Red Sox tonight, 7:10, your first pitch on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 8-game homestand, 3-game series with the Orioles. Chris Sale expected to come off COVID. Matt Barnes as well. And the Patriots practice at noon today. And that's what's trending. Charlie Weiss on the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Wait.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, we're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
On WEEI.
Now on a Patriots Friday on the Harbor One Hotline, it is the great Charlie Weiss. Hey, Charlie, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone doing up there?
We're doing great. I will begin with your request that you get an apology from an individual on this program. That is, of course, Jermaine Wiggins. Wiggy. Charlie is looking for an apology before the interview continues from you.
Is that on the Mac Jones?
Yes, and Cam Newton.
Oh, he was right about Mac Jones all day long, Charlie Weiss.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. I apologize for... What am I apologizing for?
All right, why don't you ask Charlie?
Yeah,
hold on. From what I understand, okay, you went on the record, told everyone how big a mistake this was. Playing Mac Jones and over Cam Newton.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. That one.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that one. That little one. That minor detail.
Charlie, he said this week.
Yeah.
That had Cam Newton started that football game Sunday, the New England Patriots would have won it.
That's so Wiggy, you know. That's so much of a Wiggy statement right there. I'm not even gonna comment on it. All right, let's move forward.
Well, listen, I give you credit for months ago, months and months ago on this show talking about Mac Jones. Did he live up to your expectation week one?
Well, I mean, obviously he would have liked to have won the game. And from the quarterback position, anytime you lose a game, no matter how you play, you know, you don't consider it a success. But let's look at it in the big picture. Let's take these five guys that were drafted in the first round in this year's draft. And after week one, say who clearly looks the most comfortable and played the best. And I don't think it's a one horse race. I mean, this, you know, he looked clearly the most comfortable and played the best. Now, some of it is Mac, some of it is coaching, some of it is the other players, but I mean, he looks like he belongs. Doesn't look like a rookie. There'll be some growing pains. Everything isn't going to go great, but I think, you know, I think the Patriots found themselves a quarterback for quite some time.
Charlie, we've talked a lot about how great Mac looked throughout the week, but as a guy with a coaching mind, what's something you think he can improve on going into week two?
Well, I think that there's so many things that he did well that you're nitpicking, but one of his greatest attributes is accuracy. And I think that there's a couple throws in that game where I'm sure he went back and looked at it and said, you know, how did I miss that one? Or how did I miss this one? But I'm like, just catch that long touchdown pass up the left sideline, and we probably aren't even asking that question this week.
Yeah.
Charlie, when you talked about Mac Jones, the it factor, I will say this, that he did look like, as a young guy, and when you talk about those other guys, Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, he definitely looks like he has that, like, he's just cool. Like, I've been here before, even though I'm a rookie. What is it about, you know, him as a player? And how do you know when a guy has that? I think maybe that's the bigger thing. How do you know, or how can you tell? Because you had said that. How can you tell that a guy has that in him?
Well, you know, I've known the kid a little bit. I don't know him well, but I've known him a little bit all the way back from when he was in high school. But, you know, more importantly, when he was at Alabama, remember, this guy was a third-string quarterback. Jalen Hurts was one. Tua was second. He was third. Then Tua took over as the number one. Jalen was two. He was third. Then Jalen left, and Tua was one, and he was second. And then Tua got hurt, and the rest is history. But when you're part of that program, just the fact this guy was willing to wait his turn from third to second to first at Alabama, where he could have gone to 90% of the other schools in the country and walked in as the man walking in the door, you know, tells you a lot about the kid.
Charlie, I realize he's a rookie, and last week was week one for him, but any feeling that Josh McDaniels may have been and will be a little too conservative when it comes to the game plan with him?
No, as a matter of fact, it'll go in the other direction. You know, because I think the philosophy there has always been, you know, find out what they can do and do that, and then expand from there. So I think that Josh and the rest of the staff, Josh, Bill, but everyone else, you know, is starting to feel comfortable. Okay, these things we know he's comfortable with. Now we can grow from there.
A lot of people comparing Mac's rookie start to Brady's and saying that they think he looked better than Brady did his rookie season. Where do you fall in that comparison?
Well, we took it. There was a different strategy when Tommy started playing, because we were loaded on defense. So the way we played at that time, at least when Tommy first started the year, was very conservative. You know, we were dinking and dunking. Everyone was saying, well, the guy can't throw the ball down the field, because we weren't throwing the ball down the field. Obviously, the Patriots now are doing a lot more, you know, of exposing Mac to everything than we did with Tommy when at the start of the year. Now, by the end of the year, the guy's running 2 minutes to win the Super Bowl. So, obviously, we went a long way from when he first went in there. But Mac slash the Patriots are ahead of the curve as far as all the stuff they're doing with him already in games, where it probably took us about half the season before we got to there with Tommy.
Charlie Weiss is our guest. Speaking of Tommy, he suggested yesterday that he will play until he is 50. Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, he probably wants to play on the same team with his son, you know? So he figures if he keeps playing, his son can finish high school, go to college, graduate from college, and then, you know, they can play on the same team together, you know. Who knows with him? You know, he's like the bionic man. I mean, you don't see any signs of him slowing down. I mean, I know at the very end with the Patriots, everyone started to second guess a little bit, but let's face it, there wasn't a lot around him, and now he's in Tampa and there's a lot around him. He got a lot of he's surrounded with a lot of good players, so I think that's prolonged his life, and I think he's kind of like in no hurry to make that decision.
But that's...
Now, I think his wife and kids would like to have him home, but I think they also buy into this pro football stuff. It's kind of fun when you're winning.
I mean, that's six more years. Is it physically possible?
Oh, I'd say it's doubtful, but, is there anyone else you're going to – is any more doubters on the Tommy Brady bandwagon? I mean, every time you doubt him, he does something that proves you wrong. So we're better off not to doubt him and just let him talk his trash and, let's just move on and enjoy the experience knowing that, we're a part of his life.
Charlie, I am curious to get your perspective on this. Why is it that the Belichick tree is desolate when it comes to coaches succeeding elsewhere? Is it as simple as Joe Judge and, Romeo and Bill O'Brien and Josh McDaniels don't get to travel with Tom Brady? Or is there some other reason as to why they haven't found that success they had in New England when they
Well, throw me in there, too. Let me tell you, there's only one Bill Belichick. And I think that when you leave and take a job, I think that what you do as a head coach that learned under guys is you try to take attributes that you really admire, that you really like with you and use those, but at the same time use your own personality. But every situation is different. And okay, remember, Bill Belichick got fired. We're forgetting that little point. Went to Cleveland, he got fired. Okay, it's just so happens that when he went to New England, okay, he had a very good relationship with the owner. He had a great vision of where he wanted to go based off of his first experience, and he's really stepped forward and separated himself from everyone else. So what you're trying to do is compare all these guys that leave Belichick to Belichick. And you're talking about the greatest of all time, and there's been a lot of good coaches that have come from Belichick. You have to include Brian Flores. You have to include Vrabel. There's a lot of other people, that are out there. Nick Saban worked under Belichick, if we call correctly. How's that worked out?
Charlie, when you talk about looking at what you can do with Mac Jones versus when Tom started out, and you talk about, it took Tom a little bit more of a while because the way our team was built. When you look at Mac in today's NFL, where, the quarterbacks have the opportunity to go out there, it's more of a pass-friendly league, does that mean – do you look at that and go, okay, that's a plus for him because he's going to be able to see a lot more things because a lot of the times you're kind of putting the game on his shoulders because the way the game has evolved into a passing league?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. Hey, look, I think if Tommy were a rookie in today's football, okay, you'd get a very similar result, because – you played with the guy. You ever play with a guy smarter and could see the field any quicker than him?
No.
And the answer is no. Anytime you have a quarterback that could read coverages and go through progression that fast, and is accurate, it's a great formula for success.
Charlie, great to have you on. Yep. It was important that we got Wiggy to own up and apologize to you.
He never really apologized.
Charlie, I'm sorry for doubting you guys. I would one day like for Bill to give me an apology. Charlie's on that staff when they decided to go with Cam Cleland over me. And that still hurts to this day because I felt like I could have been a big part of more than one Super Bowl. So,
hold it. I just got to say one thing. Did you say a big pot?
A big pot of it.
Okay. Yes.
Is that P-O-T?
P-O-T.
A big pot of it?
Yes. I would have loved to have been a part of the second and third Super Bowl, but
Charlie, we'll talk to you.
All right, well, everyone, you guys have a great weekend, okay?
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend. That is Charlie Weiss on a Patriots Friday. We'll be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Can Tom Brady play till 50? Like 50 years old?
Yeah. 50.
50. I don't find it so difficult. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
Years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
If why stop at 50? Maybe he should play till 64. What's the retirement age in this country? Is it still 65?
No, I think it's like 72 or 73.
Really?
Yeah.
73?
Yeah, I think it is. Oh. I think it is, man. You know what? Today's price ain't yesterday's price, so it costs a lot more.
By the way, that reminds me, Ken, you would be very interested in this. Did you notice that Rolling Stone magazine has adjusted for the first time in years their list of the top 500 songs of all time?
Wow.
And John Lennon is out.
Hmm.
John Lennon was in the top three, as was Bob Dylan and I believe the Rolling Stones. And they have now adjusted. And I believe, I got to remember here, speaking of being old and having senior moments, I believe Aretha Franklin, Public Enemy. And who are you looking it up, Ken?
Yeah.
Who was the third artist that moved?
Shaggy.
I thought you were gonna go with Smash Mouth, Curtis. That's usually your default reference.
Smash Mouth All Star, or you know, Slipknot.
Yeah. So interesting that
Aretha's Respect is number one.
Yeah.
Fight the Power, Change is Gonna Come, Like a Rolling Stone, and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Now do you have to change the name of that song now that she's number one?
That's a great question. Yeah.
She's finally got her respect. Mm-hmm.
So Tom Brady says he will now play until he is 50. This is Jason from my adopted home continent of Maine. What's up, Jason?
Good morning, folks. How are you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Except for when I heard this. Hey, Wiggy, I love you and your business, you and your Snow Angels. Let's make moves, right? But the reason why that Tom Brady can play to 50 is because the actual fact that there is an ability to do so. Why? Because no one's going to hit the quarterbacks, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason why this is possible. I'm not knocking him down. I'm a Green Bay fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I to listen to all these beautiful things that are true about Tom Brady. But the fact is this will be allowed because no one hits. Like, remember,
they're not allowed.
You were talking about Joe Montana getting nailed.
Right.
You didn't mention that. You know what I mean?
Quarterbacks today basically taking the Tom Brady approach, playing into their 40s and playing at a high level. I mean, not just guys that, you know, are in their 40s as backups, but you're going to see Aaron Rodgers looks like he can do it. Russell Wilson, you'll see a lot of these guys doing
it. Aaron Rodgers looks like he can do it? I don't know.
Well, he's just got to get on. He needs a change of scenery.
I don't know. He looks...
Yeah, he wants out of Green Bay.
He needs to recharge the batteries, Curtis style, Aaron Rodgers.
He needs a Brady move. He's got to go down south.
He does, yeah. Oh, you think it's the weather that's affecting him out there? Yeah. Oh, but this is what the NFL wants.
Yeah.
Right? With marquee players, you want to be able to keep somebody like Tom Brady in the league for as long as you can. So why not adjust the rules so that they favor somebody like him?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I think it is realistic for Tom Brady to play till he's 50 and play at a competitive level, because we've seen, like, Gordie Howe play till he's, what, 52, Ken? And a sport where, you know, you're getting hit all the time. Brady, if you really watch a game, I want you to watch the Bucks game. I think they play Atlanta, right, Curtis?
Yeah.
I want you to count the number of times Brady gets hit. I bet you it's probably in a full game. I probably bet you it's less than 10 times.
But that's 10 times more than a normal 50-year-old.
Yeah, but he's not a normal 50-year-old because of the way he trains and takes care of
himself. I understand that. But you said he has to, you know, hope for, you know, God's on his side or however.
Well, the injury. Major injury. But, that's Patrick Mahomes, who's 24 years old.
But that goes back to the Giselle thing. You know, I think that Giselle probably doesn't want to rely on making sure God's on his side. She wants to make sure that there's no freak injury until he's 50.
Why was Giselle not okay with him playing any longer when it was here?
Right.
Because she hates the weather. She hated it here.
That's it? The weather?
She's a Brazilian supermodel. She's now in Florida, which is, they have a home, I believe, in Costa Rica, a little shack, and she prefers that pace, that way of life. They live on an island with other billionaires.
What is my papa doing?
You know, I would love to live on the country club. It sounds like a beautiful place with a nice home.
It's not the same, though. You're right, Curtis.
It's not the same. No. If you are a warm-blooded person, as in you've been raised and brought up in a very tropical place, living in Chestnut Hill is not exactly heaven for you.
Wicked awesome.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. So when you, Courtney, I know you bring up her concern, I mean, obviously she's concerned about her husband playing a violent sport, but Curtis is right. Now it's like she's comfortable. Okay, she gets to see Tom. She knows, and another part of that, Curtis, is I believe, is that she knows Tom doesn't have to deal with a coach who's going to be like, you need to be here. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's like, you know what? Hey, I'm not going to see you during OTAs. I'll see you in training camp. I'm spending time with my kids. You know,
Is he not going to be the kind of guy, though, who is tempted to go out when he's on top after winning a Super Bowl, as opposed to making a mistake and staying two or three years longer than he should have?
But that's why he's different than you and me, because I would have quit last year. What the hell do you have to prove?
But see, that's why he's not.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because I'll even take it a step further. Why wouldn't quit? Why wouldn't you just retire after you won your sixth?
No, because you had to get past Jordan.
Right. Okay, so, okay, maybe if that's the point, you get past Jordan, he does that. He will not retire because what you don't understand is that this is what he loves to do. And you cannot replace being in the NFL. Like, as a former player, that you can't replace that. Everything you do, the brotherhood, the camaraderie, the being in that locker room, you know, you can't replace that with anything you do. And he knows he can still do that. And when it's gone, it's gone.
I'm Barry Brady.
This is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Hey.
So I was calling because I just think it's amazing. Here we are talking about Wiggy. I'm so thrilled to be talking to you. But I love watching that last drive in Super Bowl 36 and the catches you made. It's like, oh, geez.
Appreciate
I think we
it.
Do a half-hour show just of the huddle. I would love to hear the huddle after John Madden said, "Oh yeah, they ought to sit on the ball and play for overtime." I would love to hear conversations in the huddle. But at any rate, when you think about this year, we are celebrating the 20th. Anniversary of that game, and to think that we're even talking about Christ, you know, the 25th anniversary, Brady could be playing for the championship. I mean, he's, you know, in terms of, yeah, how's he going to go out? I think the only way he goes out is if it's like the Black Knight, Monty Python, you know, where it's only a flesh wound, you know, King Arthur cuts off his arm. That's the only way that Tom's going out, you know.
And that's true.
I think
you're gonna have to drag him off the field. He's one of those guys where I think you're really going to have to, you know, obviously knock on wood, you don't want to see. But he's going to need something that's really, really devastating that he can't come back from. Because he loves, and the change of environment, we talk about how he's changed. It seems like he loves being down there in Tampa Bay. He ain't going nowhere else.
I see a great point in the Twitch chat this morning. Maybe Tom Brady wants the 12 rings for the TB12.
I mean, that's a possibility. He might want
a possibility. That's more than Russell.
He might want to pass Russell.
Do you know how crazy it is in that sound that Ken played from that Tom versus Time clip where he's like, two more Super Bowls? That is the most pompous thing if anyone else on the face of the earth says it. But we are all like, okay, yeah, he'll probably win two more Super Bowls. Like, it's incredible.
by the way, obscure reference on Bill Russell. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but you mentioned Slade's.
Yeah.
Where's that located?
Tremont Street.
Texter said Bill Russell used to own
Slade.
He did?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Ali used to go there.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Slade's, I got great chicken wings. Here's the other thing about...
That's a ding, by the way.
Here's the other thing about Brady, and I can almost see in it. You know, we heard, like, he might want to pass Bill Russell. Like, Brady might want...
Okay, we're going to Never Never Land.
But think about the Jordan thing, the conversation. Who was it? Julian Edelman?
Yeah, with Edelman.
Right? So you don't think he's sitting in there working out with AB, and AB goes, Tom, you done already passed Michael Jordan. I ain't chasing Jordan. I'm chasing Russell.
And AB's like, time is undefeated.
And AB's like, who's Bill Russell?
Right.
AB's like, sorry, I just chucked your chair off your deck.
More white woman.
This is Mike from Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Happy weekend.
You too.
So I was just talking to Spazzy over there. You know, I know we keep saying, well, Giselle's going to put her foot down. Giselle, she's had it. She doesn't want him to play anymore because she keeps asking him. You know, Spaz and I have this in common. At a certain point, our wives just kind of give up on, like, telling us to do things because they know it's just not going to happen.
Yep.
So I think she's at that point in the relationship. She's like, all right, well, we've done a pretty good job raising the kids. We've got a great life. I give up on trying to tell him to stop this. The little hobby of his, because at this point it's become a hobby for him. He's just doing it for fun because he knows he can still do it. And the other part of it is when it comes to the injuries and the hits, like I get the, you know, the little hits here and there, it's just wear and tear. It kind of, you know, slows, you know, quarterbacks down, but the stuff that really puts an end to a guy's career, those are the incidental hits that aren't usually on purpose. It's kind of like freak accidents. And he's been so lucky, with the exception of the one that took him out for a season, he hasn't had any of those, you know, kind of accidental bad hits. As long as he can avoid that, which it seems that he can because he knows exactly what to do to avoid the rush, he doesn't hold on to the ball. He never has. That's what makes him so great. It's not just the decision making. It's the fact that he knows when to fold them.
Nah, that ain't it. It's the fact that, plain and simple, God is a Tom Brady fan. And that's so. I played with Vinny Testaverde, right? And, you know, Vinny had just came off a really good year in 98 when the Jets got the AFC Championship game. And I got there in 99. And Vinny hands the ball off. And then basically, like, it's a handoff and off of a play action. So he just hands the ball off and continues his little play action fake after that, even though he doesn't have the football. And then just plants, turns to kind of move towards the huddle, boom, blows his Achilles out. That's it. Dan Marino, same thing. Boom, blew his Achilles out and was never, and when he did it later on in his career, never really able to recover from that type of injury.
Boom.
So what Mike is saying, he's 100% right. It's those injuries that are devastating that you can't come back from. So it's like a blown Achilles or it's, you know, the Peyton Manning neck injury. If he can avoid those and that comes from the man upstairs and you just being lucky enough not to have those injuries, then you could play.
But I think that's Brady's whole thing, too, when he goes to the pliability aspect of how he trains, because he's making sure that, like, his ligaments, everything down to that is in perfect condition for those wear and tear issues where you hit, you know, you're going right and then you want to cut left and your knee goes out. Like, he doesn't...
Well, the NFL will just make some sort of accommodation for him, like let him play with a walker or one of those... One of those scooters that people ride around the casinos.
Did that caller think that the people in the huddle in Super Bowl 36 were hearing the broadcast?
No, what were you guys doing
when Madden said take a knee? I don't think you were listening to the broadcast.
No timeouts, I think that the Patriots with this field position, you have to just run the clock out. You have to.
No, I think he wanted to know what Wiggy was saying in the huddle, which was word after word after word.
I know exactly what I was saying.
After word.
What were you saying?
Well, normally I charge $1,000 to tell the story.
But I'll give this. You do?
Oh, yeah. Tease it.
You want to tease it?
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly what Wiggy said in that huddle when we come back.
For free.
When we come back on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI, which I should remind you, you can not only listen to on the radio, but you can stream it at WEEI.com if you cannot listen to it on the radio, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.